I could be at your shrine if I just cried for you. You were my first love on this earth. My heart has been burning for you ever since birth. With my last breath, I want to see your face above, telling me that you accept me. I wish I was in Karbala. For you I'd go instead of the son of Layla. My chest for you until today is a shield. I hope to die while on your way. Every night I remember you. On the day of regret, won't you look at me too? Every night I remember you. On the day of regret, won't you look at me too? Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. And everyone together, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Who am I that you are mine? Your love is God's great sign. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Who am I that you are mine? Your love is God's great sign. For the one with no friends on his own, you come to his side when he's alone. I call out to you, you respond to me. Oh Hussein, oh Hussein, say with me, I'm sorry I took your love lightly. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, who am I that you are mine? Your love is God's great sign. When the world throws everything my way, from your path my heart begins to sway. Keep me close to you, don't get rid of me. Keep me close to you, don't get rid of me. Oh Hussein, oh Hussein, I'm in need. I must be freed from the chains of my greed. Oh Hussein, oh Hussein, I'm in need. I must be freed from the chains of of my greed. Oh, Hussein, oh, Hussein, say with me, I'm sorry, I took your love lightly. Who am I that you are mine? Your love is God's great sign. Who am I that you are mine? Your love is God's great sign. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Every night I remember you. On the day of regret, won't you look at me too? Every night I remember you. On the day of regret, won't you look at me too? Every night I remember you.
أفلح من صلى على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. ثانية على حب أبي عبد الله الحسين صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. ثالثة لتعجيل فرج مولانا صاحب العصر والزمان صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين Brothers and sisters, respected Sheikh Osama, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to everybody again for another night of our Ashura program. And again, as always, we begin by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of being able to attend and commemorate the majalis of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. And as it is said, نَحْنُ لَا نُحْيِي عَاشُرَاء بَلْ عَاشُرَاء تُحْيِينَ It's not us that commemorate or revive or give life to the remembrance of عَاشُرَاء, but rather it is عَاشُرَاء that gives life to us. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, we'll begin the program with a recitation of the Holy Quran by our dear brother Ali Hamdani. Let's welcome him, inshallah, with a loud salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يؤتيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
أفلح من أعاد الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, before we move on any further, just want to please make a request for all of the brothers and the sisters to move up as much as possible. Any empty seats in front of you guys, if you guys could please go ahead and move forward and fill those in. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. Again, just a couple of quick reminders, same as the previous nights, inshallah. Just a reminder that we do have the bookshelf out front at the main entrance set up. The prices are on all of the books, so we welcome everybody to kind of browse there and check out those books and see if there's anything that you might find personally interesting. Inshallah, we do have, as always, downstairs, the cafeteria hall is set up and prepared for all of our young ones. They're more than welcome here in the main hall. We just only ask the parents, inshallah, to use their discretion. If you do notice that your child is getting a little bit restless and need the opportunity to, you know, let off some energy, just please feel free to take them downstairs. We have activities set up. We have a room prepared for nursing mothers, anybody who needs to tend to their children, inshallah. And then as soon as they're ready to come back, we welcome all of the families up here, inshallah, to the main hall. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Inshallah, just a quick word before we welcome our dear brother Hassan Salami to recite some poetry. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The major lesson that Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam rose up to teach all of us and all of mankind is something that is deeper and more profound than what is apparent on the surface of simply a military or an armed uprising. And we see this from the words of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam and from the words of Lady Zainab salamullahi alayha. Abu Abdullah alayhi salam says, إلهي تركت الخلق طرا في هواك وأيتمت العيال لكي أراك. Says, Ya Allah, I have abandoned all of creation out of love for you, and I have orphaned my family in order to see you. And we see that after this magnificent sacrifice of Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, the words of Lady Zainab are Allahumma taqabbal minna hadha al-qurban. And so the goal behind the mission of Abu Abdullah that Sayyidah Zainab prays for the acceptance for is a qurban, something that would bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the essence of what Ashura is all about. And so it's a reminder to myself and to us all that in order to truly be in the camp of Aba Abdullah, we have to be sincerely seeking the nearness of Allah. We have to be sincerely seeking the truth in every aspect of our lives. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam to grant us that tawfiq. Inshallah, with that, we welcome our dear brother Hassan Salami with a loud salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين We can offer our condolences to the Imam of the time, to all of the ulama, to the leader, and to our dear respected Sheikh Osama and all the brothers and sisters on the tragedy of Karbala. Please recite aloud salawat ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. This poem is a little bit unique to the typical style, and in it is mentioned someone who we may not all know, but as our respected Sayyid Ali Jafri had mentioned during the commemoration of the Shahada, I believe, of Malcolm X, there's another Shaheed who was here in the West and who Sayyid Ali Khamenei has spoken about and mentioned that he reached success in the dunyawi sense of the word, and he gave all that up to serve the oppressed. And as many times these awliya of Allah are branded as terrorists, as rebels, as problem starters, as troublemakers in society, when you study their lives, you know that these people, even while they were in the West, they sought the betterment of everyone around them, Muslim and non-Muslim alike. And the point that I want to mention just before I begin very quickly is this man, Shaheed Mustafa Shamran, he gained from Karbala and he gained from the teachings of the ulama who embraced the teachings of Karbala, like Imam al-Khumayni, rahmatullah alayh, how to fuse this essence in the modern day in a way that they show truth in every action that they do and embody it not just in their aza and muharram, but in their work, in their communication with other people, in their communication, as Sheikh mentioned yesterday, which is when we say our enemies, we don't mean random people. We mean people who are trying to destroy humanity for even the people who are living here, the people who are oppressed by the propaganda and the false claims that are made to destroy their lives and seek the satisfaction of the wealthy elite. And this is the embodiment of Karbala. So I ask everyone, as a takeaway from this poem, in connection with Al-Hawra'i Zainab alayhi salam, to remember this shaheed, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. And just to connect, Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam, she planted these seeds in all of us, which also means that for our sisters, keep in mind that this propaganda is targeted in many ways, in special kind of ways, to our sisters, because we know, as our ulama have stated, the sisters are the foundation of the society. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
walk with me. Let your feet tire on the way to Karbala. Let the flag of Abbas remove your pain and the blood of Hussein's Abba. Change your lenses. Change your intention. To purify the heart between your chests through the veil surrounding the sun. The abaya whose piety protected the nur of Hussein so it could reach everyone. The covered one who uncovered the truth, safeguarded the proof, who left the trail to bloodied bodies pounded by horses' hooves. Walk upon your feet to find the secrets hidden inside the truth. Who was she? And how sacred was the sword of Haidar that struck from every word of her speech after walking miles, bloodied and tired feet, sorrows that became mountains, but she was suspended above their peak. For a tranquil soul never accepts defeat. There is no feat too great, no hardship too destructive when it is God you are in love with. So fall in love with him and you will no longer fear, and your feet will take you there no matter how far or near. If we go as far back as Karbala to remember the infallibles who have passed, but why not remember the sons and daughters of Hussein and Zainab who are with us and in our grasp? And follow the steps from today so tomorrow upon our heels we do not turn back. Shamran said to his own legs 30 minutes before he was returned, dying in the way of Allah, "O legs of mine, be swift and able. O hands of mine, be strong and precise. O eyes of mine, be sharp-sighted and alert. O heart of mine, endure these last moments. O self of mine, do not leave me humiliated and weak. For a few more moments with power and will, be patient and strong. I promise you that in a few moments, all of you, in a state of deep and eternal comfort, will find peace forever. And that you will receive the compensation for this tiresome life. In a few moments, you will arrive at the abode of peace. Eternal peace. I will no longer trouble you. I will never again exploit you day and night. I will no longer impose the pressures of the world and the tortures of time upon you. I will no longer keep you sleepless from hunger, heat, and cold. You will never complain. You will forever relax upon the soft bed of the earth. But in these sensitive moments, moments of farewell to worldly life, moments of divine union, moments of my dance with death, it must be beautiful. And this beauty stems from a rose named Zainab, whose rose petals melted metal into a pool of embers that were taken by the winds of Karbala and spread to every valley of this dunya. And what did Zainab do? She was a missionary of truth. She did not let the enemies of humanity continue to lie, to deny, to make false claims. She was the lion of God in hijab, on the sands, in Sham, through the Quran, divinely active, not secular praising, not idol worshiping, American idols, hijabi models, woke cultures, makeup artists, fashion styles, pro-abortion, my body, my choice, infanticidals, Zio feminist talking point recitals. Her bridal day was the 10th of Muharram, when in her black cloth she committed eternally and everlastingly to the everlasting. And she used her womanhood to stand for the woman's right to choose God over everything. And she destroyed their propaganda, as she continues to do on this mic, because by God, I will not let the image of Zainab die if it takes every last ounce of my might. She still awakens you against Qawm Lut and their alphabet soup, feminism and their goal to destroy the family and the truth, and the Zionist infrastructure who have spread all of these ideas to indoctrinate you. And as it was then, it is now. A comprehensive attack on the human being in every area of life, on every front. And depending on what part of the world you live in, you get a different taste of its brunt. In the West, You get a soft war of a propaganda and satanic indoctrination. And in the East, you get wars against terror and colonizing brutal occupation. But to us, we see every facet, no matter how you try to mask it, for we learn from the University of Karbala and our mother that shows us that you are all weaker than a spider's web. Three times we say to her and to them forever, Labbaik ya Zainab! Labbaik ya Zainab! Labbaik ya Zainab! Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
طيب الله أنفاسكم أفلح من أعاد الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. It is now my honor and my pleasure to welcome our dear and respected Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani with three loud salawat على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to day number 3 from our lecture series, which has been titled The Tranquil Soul. But before I begin with the words that I would like to share, I would really like to just appreciate the words that were shared by our brother and the words that you share and the interactions that we have as a community after the lecture is older and the hugs and the closeness that we feel with one another, because truly, brothers and sisters, these interactions, this grounds that's been created for even someone like myself to be able to briefly be able to speak Islam as is. That happens when we come together as a community under the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, marching to prepare the grounds for the wali of the time and united by the leadership of the current wali. Please help me by reciting As-salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, Aba Abdullah is one of the greatest instances of a tranquil soul. And Allah has given us a third night to be here in His tent, to literally sit at the feet of our master, to benefit from his presence, and to try to learn how to emulate him, how to be like him. Brothers and sisters, tonight, instead of getting immediately into the questions that we want to ask, the questions that I still haven't answered from last night, I'd like us to all start in Karbala, to start with that imam, to ask ourselves that question, because he's the role model, just how much peace, tranquility, itminan can a soul have? Karbala. In Karbala, brothers and sisters, you've heard the story where our imam is in the tent and he addresses his companions and says, that you are the best and most loyal companions ever. And that's the truth. You see, we learn from the words of our leader that we can compare our shuhada with the shuhada of Badr, of Hunayn. We can compare them with the shuhada who fought alongside Rasulullah. We can compare current shuhada with even those who fought alongside Amirul Mu'mineen. We can compare them. Many of them, the current shuhada, were loftier in station with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than those who had the honor of fighting alongside Amirul Mu'mineen, who had the honor of fighting alongside Rasulullah. There was a big difference between those shuhada and these shuhada. They had the honor, those shuhada, of witnessing revelation coming down on Rasulullah, of living with the Prophet of God, of speaking to Amirul Mu'mineen. They saw the miracles, and then they performed those great actions. Whereas our shuhada, they were fighting for a faqih, fighting for a representative of the imam. There's no comparison between between a nabi, or even a rasul, and an imam. So they had less at their disposal, and then they went over and offered those kinds of sacrifices. But the leader says, we might compare them to the shuhada of early Islam, but you can never compare them to the shuhada who were with Imam Hussein. Our shuhada were great, but there would literally never be anyone like those ashab of Imam Hussein. The Ma'soom said, I know no one more loyal, no one better, no one more special. There will never be another Ali Akbar. There will never be another Habib ibn Madahir. That's closed. That can never happen. Not now, not in the future. Now back to our original lesson. We're talking about composure, tranquility, inner peace. Back to Karbala. In Karbala, our imam is facing an army of 30,000 savages, and our imam in his tent with the best companions ever tells them, it's okay, you can leave. You passed the test. I take back my bay'ah from you. You can go. I'll deal with this on my own. And he says, not only that you go, take my family members, take them with you. Once they kill me, it'll be over. Everyone else will be safe. That kind of composure. I'll do this all on my own. I've got God. Again, the imam in Karbala. Remember that fiery khutbah that our imam gave? Before the battle began, our imam began with a fiery khutbah. In that khutbah, and you've read, inshallah, you'll read the details. Again, we're looking for that point of tranquility, peace, composure, readiness, that inner stillness. Our imam is standing in front of 30,000 savages. Our imam knows what's going to happen to the women and children after he goes. He knows this. Our imam stands in front of that army and he tells them, he said, do you know who I am? Trace back my lineage. Am I not the son of your prophet's daughter? Is my father not Amirul Mu'mineen? Was my uncle not the uncle of the Prophet? Was he not Hamza Sayyidu Shuhada? Ja'far al-Tayyar, he says, if you think I'm not telling the truth, he starts to call out the names of Ashab, of Rasulullah. They know who I am. What was the answer of his enemies? The enemies told the Imam. They said, you submit to the Yazid of the time. They're your relatives. They won't disrespect you. They won't mistreat you. And our Imam answered with that tranquility. He said this, La wallah, I swear to God, La u'tikum biyadi, I will never give you my hand, ita'at dhalil. I will never give you my hand as a humiliated person. Wa la afirru, and I won't run away. Firar al-abid, I'm not a slave. That army of 30,000 marched on this tiny camp, 72, 100 plus, 30,000 individuals marching on the Imam. And then our Imam, with complete tranquility, said those words, Ala wa inna da'i ibn da'i qad rakazani bayna thnatayn. This low person has made me choose between two things. Bayna sillati wa dhilla, between war and humiliation. Wa hayhat minna dhilla, but humiliation is far removed from me. Our question, what we're trying to get from our Imam on these nights, is how do you become that tranquil? 30,000 people, no way out. What we're trying to do, brothers and sisters, is to take him as a practical role model and then to slowly take steps to get that inner peace. And it's true, there are levels of inner peace. We're trying to get to those higher levels, loftier levels, because having an imam means that we have to march in that direction. We have to slowly become like him. We have to take him as a practical role model. Now, we started yesterday by defining what it is that we're looking for. The idea being that if it's defined for us, if it's clear for us, then we can measure how far we are from this truth, this Quranic truth. Now, there were a few points in that definition that I missed that I'd like to mention again today. And then after that, inshallah, we'll move forward. So what is that definition? We learned this from the words of our ulama. If a mu'min or mu'mina has been gifted with Quranic tranquility, then there are certain signs, certain things we should see. If we don't have this, that means we have to work towards them. What is the mu'min or mu'mina like if they've been gifted with Quranic tranquility? There are certain things that we see. The mu'min is not supposed to be afraid, not anxious, not confused, not rubbing their hands together, composed, ready, not afraid that their efforts will be useless, confused about what my next step will be. Will it even matter to God? If we have that true Quranic tranquility, these things are not supposed to be there in the heart of the believer. Question, does this mean that the mu'min or mu'mina, they, if they've been given Quranic tranquility, that they won't face challenges, that there won't be tests, that there won't be hardship? The answer is no. The mu'min has challenges. And brothers and sisters, each one of us now, we're going to go back to our own lives, right? Our own lives, but just as examples, because all of us are being tested, and we're being tested in different ways. It may be that I'm in a marriage which isn't successful. It may be that I'm dealing with an addiction to sin. It may be that I'm dealing with a long-term health issue. It may be that I'm looking for employment. There's many challenges. It may be that I'm trying to bring a relative back to God. It may be that I'm
about to be kicked out of my... Everybody has challenges. Everybody's going through things. So the promise isn't that if the mu'min or mu'mina has tranquility, has sakina, has sukoon, has itminan, that there's no test. No, that's not what it is. What we're looking for is that inner state. What's the inner state that we're looking for with the mu'min or mu'mina? We're looking for a person who's grounded by faith. Grounded by faith. Someone who has that inner peace and who knows when I take a step towards God, no matter how big the challenge, no matter how unfair, no matter what it seems, when I take a step towards God, it bears fruit. The person who has yaqeen. Unafraid, not worried. Ayat of Quran now. Allah says in the Quran, in surah number 10 and verse number 62, Ala inna awliya Allah. Know this, truly the awliya of Allah, those who've embraced the wilaya of a God, the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt, the wilaya of the wali, the awliya Allah, inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim, وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They're not afraid of the future. They're not grieving over the past. Of course, these are worldly fears that the mu'min or mu'mina is not supposed to have. This wali of Allah is terrified of God. He's terrified of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the normal fears, the normal concerns, the normal anxiousness, Inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Some people are so worried about their past, mistakes that they've made. They haven't been a perfect mu'min or mu'mina up until now. Can I still experience itminan? Can I still have that inner peace that I'm supposed to have, where I'm not so feeling that I've done so much dirt that even now it can't be fixed? We go back again to the teachings of that battlefield reporter from Karbala. One of the people who tells us what happened in Karbala is Imam Sajjad. What does he tell us about mistakes? Right? Because we said, Inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim. They're not worried about the future. Wa la hum yahzanun. They're not worried about the past either. They take advantage of now. How do we do that? Imam Sajjad teaches us. He teaches us to address God in this way. Ya mubaddil as-sayyi'at. God, O you who changes, Ya mubaddil as-sayyi'at, who changes sins. If I make tawbah, changes sins. Bi'adhaafiha min al-hasanat. Changes sins, mistakes, missteps, blunders into multiple good deeds. What does God want from us? Tawbah. Submission. Turning back to Him. So, if we have tranquility, then we feel prepared and ready. Like that person who, yes, has an exam. Everything is writing on this exam. But I've studied. I've revised. I'm ready. I know the answers. I know, right? That readiness, that's supposed to be there for the person who has tranquility. Tranquility, brothers and sisters, turns us into giant killers. Just like Nabi Dawood, the person who has sakina becomes a giant killer. I don't know how many of you have had the privilege to see some of the videos that we have of our Shaheed, Shaheed Abbas al-Musawi, in the beginning of Hezbollah. So we said a giant killer, a person who says, no matter how big the challenge, no matter how unbelievable, I'm up to it. Tranquility, peace, inner peace, security, readiness. You look at some of his videos and you see him repeating with full belief, This one hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen. These are the secrets for us to get that tranquility. How could he do this? On the outside, there's no way you win. Why? The inner peace and tranquility. He repeats the hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen. عَظُمَ الْخَالِقُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. If the person truly has taqwa, the Khaliq, the Creator, the Maker is so grand in their eyes. عَظُمَ الْخَالِقُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ فَصَغُرَ مَا دُونَهُ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ. Everything else is nothing. Everything else is minuscule. Everything else is insignificant. And you see him in the video say that we are aqwiya. We're strong. We're capable. This is the beginning of Hezbollah. He says, you'll see, the future is going to prove it. We're not going to only be able to rescue one individual, Sheikh Raghib Har. We'll be capable of rescuing our ummah. Where do you get this belief? Tranquility. Belief in God. So, one part that I failed to mention yesterday with the definition, it's part of that definition that we get from our ulama. The person who's tranquil remembers I have God with me. I'm walking with Allah on my side. When I have Allah on my side, it doesn't matter that I'm facing Pharaoh, Nimrud, Yazid of the time. None of that matters. Walking with God, the same way it's promised to us in the Quran. Brothers and sisters, you remember that story that Allah tells us so many times in the Quran about our prophet, Nabi Musa. Our prophet received orders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to liberate his people, and he did that. He took them all out at night. Some say it was 700,000 people. Took them out at night to escape, and they're running. Men, women, children, old people, running, escaping from Fir'aun. Fir'aun, remember, is the impaler in the Quran. The impaler. Who did he impale? His own wife. Genocidal maniac. I am God. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Pharaoh woke up and he can't find the Muslims now. Ooh, he was angry. And he came out with his chariots. And they come racing after the Muslims. And you just imagine all these people, men, women, children, running to the sea. And Pharaoh chasing behind to cut them down, to finish them off. But the person who's tranquil walks with God. Some of the Muslims at that time, they panicked. They said, we're not getting away. We're stuck now. They see the sea. No way forward. No way backward. Fir'aun. What did Nabi Musa say? What does the tranquil person say? Qala kalla. He said, never. Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdi. My Lord is with me. He's going to show me a way. Nabi Musa. All those who have tranquility. What did God do when that state of tranquility was there? God says in the Quran, فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ. We told Musa, we revealed to Musa, أَنِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ. Hit the sea with your staff. So he hit it. أَنِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرَ فَانْفَلَقَ. After that, it's separated. So brothers and sisters, part of the definition, because we were learning, it was addition by subtraction, learning what the person who has tranquility does not have, fear, worry, concern, panic, and what the believer does have. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Now, if brothers and sisters remember, yesterday, because we were taking practical steps, we said that we have to go back and look at some of the ayat of the Quran that talk to us about this lofty concept. When we looked at the ayat of the Quran, then we look back at ourselves and we say, okay, well, God has promised this for the mu'mineen. Salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Must have been an Israeli fly. What we do is we're going to walk back to the ayat of the Quran and then look at the ayat of the Quran. We talked about these ayat yesterday. Look at the ayat of the Quran. Then we're going to say, okay, well, now let me examine myself. God's promise is true. Is there anywhere that I can improve? Anything that I need to fix? Because Allah's promise is true. One part of the ayat of the Quran, because I don't want to repeat what we did yesterday. Now we're trying to march forward. We're trying to move forward. One of the ayat of the Quran, which address this concept, is one of those that gives us, again, the secrets, the techniques, the steps we're supposed to take, so that after this Muharram, inshallah, we're in a different place. One of the verses was the following, Surah number 13 and verse number 28, where God spoke saying this, Ala bi dhikrillah. Know this, it is only with the remembrance of Allah, Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub, that the hearts find that inner peace. There were three questions, if brothers and sisters remember, that we started to ask, but we didn't get a chance to fully address. Practical steps for us. The three questions that we started to ask last time, and we still have to fully address in order for us to, inshallah, be able to experience Allah's best, there were three things. One of them, are we, as mu'mineen and mu'minat, truly in line with the dhikr of Allah? Are we truly in line when we say a verse like this, Allah bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub? Is it just that I'm a person of dhikr? I do a lot of dhikr. Is that enough to guarantee me the itminan of my qalb? The answer was that there's something much more difficult mentioned in the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt than simply performing the dhikr with our tasbih or masbaha. That, which is much more difficult, is practically speaking, to live with the dhikr of Allah. Once God has spoken, is that enough for me? Or do I find it in myself that even if I know something is wajib, I can stand up to God? That was one question. The second question was, what is our understanding when it comes to good deeds? Because there is a covenant that God has taken from us. There are expectations that God has from the mu'mineen. There's certain things Allah wants from the mu'mineen. Sometimes we give ourselves excuses as to why I know something is my takleef. But I say, no, it's okay. So the question was that we had to kind of go deeper and answer this question for ourselves. What is my understanding when it comes to the commitments that I have as a believer? Number two. And then thirdly, was what do I truly believe about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I just mentioned, just as kind of a sneak peek preview, that this is different when we say what I believe about God. It's different from giving you and I giving a textbook answer about what I believe about God. Because we learned a secret. The secret is our actions and our stances are rooted in our beliefs. If I see that in my actions they're not reflecting what Allah says, I'm not in line with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's because deep down there is a problem in the beliefs that I have, the way that I see God. Because otherwise, how would I endanger myself? So now, what we're doing now is, again, taking those practical steps to kind of see how can we experience this first level of inner peace. The practical steps were that Allah expects the wajibat to be performed. And I'm going to give some examples, but brothers and sisters, instead of us saying, well, my wajib that I miss, that wasn't mentioned, so I'm good. No, each person, each mu'min or mu'mina has to look into their own lives. I have to look into my life. Each one of you have to look into your lives. Let's listen to the principle of Allah. Remember where the question is, am I in line with the dhikr of Allah? And then let's look at this Quranic principle. The Quran calls a spade a spade. Allah is a straight shooter. What does Allah say in the Quran about the commitments that I have as a mu'min or mu'mina to Islam? God speaks. God says this, وَعَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and obey Allah and His Messenger. وَعَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are believers, if you want to experience God's best, if you want to experience inner peace, God says, وَعَطِيُوا اللَّهَ, obey Allah, وَرَسُولَهُ, and His Messenger, in kuntum mu'mineen, if you are believers. Islam, as is not a buffet. I can't pick parts of Islam that I do, and then other parts where I know God spoke, and I say, you know, it's okay. Partial obedience is disobedience. Otherwise, Iblis, how many thousands of years did he prostrate? Sajda, acts of worship, good deeds. When Allah said, prostrate before our father, Nabi Adam, that was his weak spot, that was his Achilles heel. Imam Sadiq says, he started to negotiate with Allah. He told Allah. He was like, if you can let this one slide, I will worship you in a way nobody worshiped you. And God said, you don't make the rules. You don't tell me. You do what I say. The Quran is very clear about this as well. وَعَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, obey Allah and His Messenger. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, maybe God will show mercy. Maybe Allah will show mercy. The opposite of what some think. Well, I can disobey God. I can have my parts of the deen when it comes to the wajibat. That's not the Quranic perspective. Now, let me, inshallah, share just a few of the areas that, inshallah, are areas for us to work on. But again, every mu'min or mu'mina needs to look inward. Where is it that I know something's wajib? God has spoken. I don't have an excuse. One of our big tests, brothers and sisters, is our tongue. One of the big tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the ways we find out if we're in line with what God says and what God preaches are the test and the imtihan of the tongue. There are sometimes when someone is a very good mu'min or mu'mina, does many acts of worship, loves Ahlul Bayt, does acts of kindness, but my test of my tongue is shown to me in my family. The test of the tongue. These are hadith of the Ahlul Bayt. There was an individual in the time of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They told Rasulullah about this lady. They said, this lady, tasumun nahar. This lady fasts like anything. Wataqumul layl. Salatul layl. Watatasaddaq. She's very generous. She's got one issue. The test of the tongue. وتؤذي جارها بلسانها. There is one area where she's not strong in. What are the muharramat when it comes to other believers? Is it allowed for me to torment other believers with my tongue? How would other believers who interact with me, what would they say about me when I get angry? تُؤْذِي جَارَهَا بِلِسَانِهَا. With her tongue, she lets people have it. Her neighbor is terrified of her. The Prophet said, قَالْ لَا خَيْرَ فِيهَا. There is no good in her. هِيَ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. Oh, she's definitely going to the hellfire. So we see that we learned the principle. We haven't forgot where we're trying to go. I want to experience God's best. That means obedience in all areas. That means you and I, we all look, what are areas where I perhaps am not obeying God? One of those tests could be the test of the tongue. Some people with their tongues in their families are not the best. There's some people who are actually respected because people are afraid of them and what they'll say. This hadith also. The Prophet tells Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Ali, man khafa an-nas lisana. That person who people are afraid of what they'll say. Fahuwa min ahli an-nar. This person is definitely an inhabitant of hell. Ya Ali, O Ali, sharrun nas, the worst person, man akramahu nas ittiqa'a sharrih. That person who people respect, they're afraid of, they walk on eggshells around because of their tongue. That's just one example. Are there any areas as a mu'min or mu'mina where I know God has spoken and I stand up to God? I want to mention another one that goes directly against Western culture. There are some of the teachings in Islam which are easy for us to do, which others will agree with. And then there are certain responsibilities that are different. Take us out of our comfort zone. Again, the test of the tongue. Some people would consider themselves, do you consider yourself a practicing Muslim? Yes, I do. Are you a mu'min or mu'mina? Yes, I do. Question, what about one of Islam's very important responsibilities? Al-amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar. If I see someone misbehaving, if I see someone doing wrong, maybe amongst my friends, I see someone misbehaving. If the conditions are there, because there's four conditions, if the conditions are there, if there's effect for my words, if there is no serious harm that will come out of this, if I know this is a sin, if the person is insistent on continuing this behavior, if the conditions are there, am I that person who's brave enough, even in my family, even amongst others, to speak up and say that, you know, with full respect, I love you, I appreciate you, but this behavior isn't correct. If this happened, Muslims would be able to save their families. What happens if this doesn't happen? We're going to, inshallah, after this, we'll go to Karbala. The Prophet says this about this test of the tongue. And this is completely different to the Western culture. Because in the Western culture, don't judge. Don't speak. That's my business. They give us a lot of talking points, right? Why it should be the case that I don't speak up. But brothers and sisters, if there is a person who watches someone make a mistake and cheers them on instead of speaking up to them, celebrates them instead of saying that I love you, I care about you, but what you're doing is absolutely wrong, even if it's in a family. We can't be watching while one family member is oppressed. We're supposed to speak up respectfully, kindly. We're supposed to speak up. No one should be able to misbehave. Allah, the Prophet says this, Inna Allah Azza wa Jal, truly Allah, lofty is He, majestic is He, La yubghidhu al-mu'minu al-dha'if alladhi la deen lah. Truly, God hates the weak mu'min who has no deen. The Prophet was asked, who is that weak mu'min who has no deen? And the Prophet spoke. He says, الَّذِي لَا يَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. The person who can't speak up, always has good akhlaq, always smiling, not taking the person aside in a loving way, but straightening them out. The person in Islam is coming from a place of love. If I care about you, if I love you, I can't watch you misbehave, make a mistake, step in front of a Mack truck, and then just cheer you on. I would think it was cold-blooded. Let's say some of you were watching me, you were talking to me, right? And I stepped out in the street, and there was a Mack truck about to run me down. You're like, go on, Shay, kill him. That's cold-blooded. What about if I watch someone violate the laws of God Himself? And I cheer them on. I keep my mouth shut. I have good akhlaq. Is that love? Or is that hate? Amir al-Mu'mineen describes. He says, Man ahabbaka, the person who loves you, nahak. The person who loves you, they see you making a mistake, they stop you. Now, brothers and sisters, before we invite our brother up for us to go to the majlis, again, let's remember the points. The point was that obedience to God, not partial obedience, all of God's deen, the part that goes against my nafs, in order to take this first practical step. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'ik alayka minni salamullahi abadan ma baqit wa baqiya al-laylu wal-nahar wa la ja'alahullah akhir al-ahdi minni liziyaratikum as-salamu ala al-husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-husayn wa ala awlad al-husayn وعلى أصحاب الحسين صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. For the love of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra, another salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. For the love of Hassan and Hussein, salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليك يا أهل بيت النبوة وموضع الرسالة ومختلف الملائكة وخزان العلم. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my beloved Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. It was in your homes that Allah blessed us with guidance and revelation. And upon you descend the angels day in, day out. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Madlum. Sallallahu alayka ya ayyuha shaheed bi Karbala. Tonight let us remember a brave warrior of our Imam, the cousin of Imam Hussein. When the letters became countless, Imam Hussein called upon his cousin, Muslim ibn Aqil. He told Muslim that shall you find their readiness to be true, then write to me. Call upon me. Tell me if these are true promises or empty words. At first, with Muslim, there were many, many promised to be with our master Hussein. But little did we know that these were the words of those who fear the swords above their heads, those whose thirst is quenched by bags of gold. At the news of the growing numbers with Muslim, Yazid appoints a new governor to Kufa. Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad enters the city and threatens and bribes those who promise to be with Imam Hussein. Muslim moves from the house of Mukhtar to the house of Hani ibn Urwa. But soon after the imprisonment of Hani, Muslim hides for his safety elsewhere. This is your last night, O Muslim. This is your last night. He prays with the few that remained. As he finishes his prayer, I can only imagine the emptiness of the mosque. Turn back, Muslim, one more time. Turn back, Muslim, one more time. See if anyone remained. I worry not for my own. I worry not for my own, but for my master Hussein. I don't care if I'm alone, but for my master Hussein. Don't you come, O Hussein. Don't you come, O Hussein.
How eerie are these alleys? Do I see heaven's valleys? All those words, all those allies, there was no truth but only lies. Don't you come, oh Hussein? Don't you come, oh Hussein? Don't you come, oh Hussein? Ya Muslim, I wonder if now you feel the same loneliness Amir al-Mu'mineen felt in the streets of Kufa as he is walking in the night. He finds an elderly lady standing in front of her door. He asks, do you have a drink for water? I am thirsty. Muslim drank some water. Then he sat against a wall close to the house. She said, now go to your family. Muslim didn't answer. There Muslim sat and said, I have neither a family nor a home in this city. I am a stranger to Kufa. He was given shelter for the night, but he knew that his martyrdom was close. And by the morning, her son informed Ibn Ziyad of his whereabouts. As the sun rose, the soldiers broke into the house to capture Muslim ibn Aqil. But he fought them off bravely and pushed them outside of the house. One by one, the enemy fell. Little did they know that this is the sword of Bani Hashim. Do you really think that any amount of men will be enough to take a Muslim? The army tried to capture Muslim, but every time they failed, they asked Ibn Ziyad for more and more men. Ibn Ziyad said, I asked to capture one man, not an army, but this is no ordinary man. This is the nephew of Ali. Finally, with arrows and burning rocks, they surrounded a Muslim and captured him to take to the castle. In his final moments, Muslim asked for some water. They brought Muslim a bowl with water in it. Muslim wanted to drink, but a drop of blood fell from his wounded mouth into the water. Oh, Muslim, soon Hussein will be alone and betrayed just like you. Soon his family will be thirsty. Soon Abbas will be martyred. As they took him to the top of the castle to throw his body, he turns his face to Mecca and says, As-salamu ala Aba Abdullah, ya Hussein. As-salamu ala Aba Abdullah, ya Hussein. Don't come to Kufa. I see Shimr sharpening his dagger. I see Harmala collecting his arrows. I see the tents on fire. I see the whips on the children. I see the chains on the women. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyi al-'azim. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون.
Ya Allah, we ask and call upon you by your greatest name, the mightiest, the most honorable, to send your blessings and praise upon Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, and that you accept of us our worship. We ask that you send your mercy upon the deceased of the believing men and women. We ask you by Hussein, the martyr, his mother and father, whoever was in this gathering and has a need, that you fulfill it for him. We pray that you relieve the suffering of all those oppressed and that you hasten the return of Sahib al-Zaman. May the peace of Allah be upon the noble Hussein, the children of Hussein, the family of Hussein. May the peace of Allah be upon the noble Abbas and the honorable Zainab. As-salamu ala al-Hussein wa ala awlad al-Hussein wa ala ashab al-Hussein. As-salamu ala al-Hussein وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى من صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, if we can arrange ourselves to be in lines for the Latmiya. A few verses for Muslim ibn Aqil before going into the Latmiyas. لا أرى الموت إلا سعادة لا حياة إلا الشهادة لا حياة إلا الشهادة لا أرى الموت إلا السعادة لا حياة إلا الشهادة لا حياة إلا الشهادة لا أرى الموت إلا السعادة لا حياة إلا الشهادة لا حياة إلا الشهادة الشهادة. Who says that I admit defeat? Who says that I admit defeat? From this path I will not retreat. The ambassador of Hussein will live and will die at his feet. Who says that I will admit defeat? From this path I will not retreat. The ambassador of Hussein will live and will die at his feet. When you throw me down to the sand, I fall into my uncle's hands. When you throw me down to the sand, I fall into my uncle's hands. لا أرى الموت إلا السعادة لا حياة إلا الشهادة لا حياة إلا الشهادة لا أرى الموت إلا السعادة
لا حياة إلا الشهادة
لا حياة إلا الشهادة صلوات على محمد وآل محمد.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Ya Aba Abdullah, we rise, O son of Zahra. Ya We walk upon the path of the martyrs of Karbala. We walk upon the path of the martyrs of Karbala. Ya Aba Abdullah, we rise, O son of Zahra. Ya Aba Abdullah, we rise, O son of Zahra. We walk upon the path of the martyrs of Karbala. We walk upon... We are the reply to your Hal min Nasir yunsurni. Let us be your strength and shield, O the dear son of Ali. We will remain by Allah, Aba Abdullah. We will remain by Allah, Aba Abdullah. Ya Aba, we rise, O son of Ya Aba. The path of the martyrs of Karbala, we walk upon the... Be it Abbas or Qasim, be it your Ali Asghar, we will be your Ruqayya, we will be Ali Akbar. Please accept us, my Mawla, Aba Abdullah. Please accept us, my Mawla, Aba Abdullah. Ya Aba. We rise, O son of Zahra. We walk upon the path of the... Karbala. As your lovers, my Mawlai, we are the revolution. As your lovers, my Mawlai, we are the... Be it in the east or west, we are the one solution. Be it in the east or west, we are we're the sons of Ashura, Aba Abdullah. The daughters of Ashura, Aba Abdullah. Ya Ya Aba. We walk upon the path of the... We walk... In Yemen and in Bahrain, in the land of Palestine, your lovers are standing firm, the enemies in decline. In Yemen and in Palestine... In Yemen and in Bahrain, in the land of Palestine, your lovers are standing firm, the enemies in decline. By the blood of Shuhada, Aba Abdullah. By the blood of Shuhada, Aba Abdullah. Ya Aba, we rise, O son. Ya Aba. We walk up on the path of Karbala. We walk by the right of his dry lips, send us our Savior. By the right of his dry lips, send us our... By the right of our dry lips, send us our Savior. By the broken chest and ribs, come back, O son of Zahra. By the blood in Karbala, Aba Abdullah. By the blood in Karbala, Aba Abdullah. Ya Aba, we rise. We rise up. We walk upon the path of the martyrs of Karbala. We walk. Ya Aba Abdullah, we rise, O son of Zahra. Ya Aba Abdullah, we rise, O son of Zahra. Martyrs of Karbala, we walk upon the path of the martyrs of Karbala. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن. By your oaths we will stand, awaiting your commands. عجل عجل. Too long we've been apart, quench our yearning heart. Your side we won't depart. عجل عجل. Here are your 313, O son of Zahra, be Abi wa Ummi, our lives your ransom. We promise you from this day on to fight for truth till martyrdom. We promise you from this day on to fight for truth till martyrdom. Labbayka ya Ali, labbayka ya Ali, labbayka ya Ali, Khamenei. Labbayka ya Ali, labbayka ya Ali, labbayka ya Ali, Khamenei. Bismillahir Rahman, by our oaths we will stand, awaiting your commands. Ajjal ajjal. Too long we've been apart, quench our yearning heart. Your side we won't depart. Ajjal ajjal. Here are your 313, O son of Zahra, be Abi wa Ummi, our lives your ransom. We promise you from this day on to fight for truth till martyrdom. We promise you from this day on to fight for truth till martyrdom. Labbayka ya Ali. Khamenei. Labbayka ya Ali, labbayka ya Ali, labbayka ya Ali, Khamenei. Al-Aqsa is our home, never leave you alone, as history has shown, victory's near. Palestine will be free, from river to the sea, O soldiers of Mahdi, our time is here. Zionists, you should know, your days are numbered. Like Khaybar before you, those ripped asunder. You'll be washed away like a spider's home, buried beneath your iron dome. You'll be washed away like a spider's home, buried beneath your iron dome. Labbayka ya Ali, labbayka ya Ali, labbayka ya Ali, Khamenei. Labbayka ya Ali, labbayka ya Ali, labbayka ya Ali, Khamenei. Our oaths have been renewed, this fight will soon conclude. Be warned, O Al-Saud, prepare your graves. Yemen, hold your head high, you taught a sacrifice. We'll make them pay the price for being Zionist slaves. We're at your doorsteps, O Al-Saud, time to pay the debts your crimes accrued. We're at your doorsteps, O Al-Saud, time to pay the debts your crimes accrued. Quds to Mecca, Sana'a Kashmir, chanting Labbayka Sulaymani. Quds to Mecca, Sana'a Kashmir, chanting Labbayka Sulaymani. Labbayka ya Ali, labbayka ya Ali, labbayka ya Ali, Khamenei. Labbayka ya Ali, labbayka ya Ali, labbayka ya Ali. Bismillahir Rahman, by your oaths we will stand, awaiting your commands. عجل عجل. Too long we've been apart, quench our yearning heart, your side we won't depart. عجل عجل. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
صلوات على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله. السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين. السلام عليك يا ابن الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين. السلام عليك يا مولاي أبا عبد الله ورحمة الله وبركاته. دعاء فرج. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى في كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم. And thank you to everybody for coming out. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll start our program at the same time of 7 o'clock. Assalamu alaikum.
Every night I remember you. On the day of regret, won't you look at me too? Every night I remember you. On the day of regret, won't you look at me too? Every night I remember you. On the day of regret, won't you look at me too? All of the pain that I've been through all goes away every night that I call on you. All of my life I wish I knew I could be at your shrine if I just cried for you. You were my first love on this earth. My heart has been burning for you ever since birth. With my last breath, I want to see your face above, telling me that you accept me. I wish I was in Karbala. For you I'd go instead of the son of Layla, my chest for you until today is a shield. I hope to die while on your way. Every night I remember you. On the day of regret, won't you look at me too? Every night I remember you. On the day of regret, won't you look at me too? Ya Hussein, ya Hussein, ya Hussein, ya Hussein. And everyone together, ya Hussein, ya Hussein, ya Hussein, ya Hussein. Who am I that you are mine? Your love is God's great sign. Ya Hussein, ya Hussein. Who am I that you are mine?